Day near New Orleans, where federal investigators will be looking for clues into why BP's undersea well blew up, killing 11 workers and creating a dangerous oily mess in the Gulf of Mexico. Correspondent Sophia Manos reports.
The panel is expected to hear from witnesses, including a Coast Guard official who will talk about the agency's contingency plans and response to the spill. Critical testimony, however, is expected to come from two BP officials who were familiar with the company's decision to ignore certain recommendations dealing with devices that involve the seal that keeps oil and gas in check. BP has said that decision did not contribute to the well's failure, but investigators are still pressing the point. I'm Sophia Manos.
The Pakistani Taliban is claiming responsibility for the latest attack on supply vehicles in Pakistan, headed for NATO and U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Four people were killed and another seven injured. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Dr. Keith Howe. We're going to be talking about spraying of the population, mass spraying of the population. Before that, though, I wanted to comment this last week why there was quite a to-do. You can read the articles on the Internet, and there's even been mentioned on television that during the 1940s, the American government actually participated in experiments in Guatemala on prisoners. They intentionally infected them with syphilis and gonorrhea. And then, because they wanted to see whether penicillin would work on them, the prisoner didn't know. They used infected prostitutes to have intimate relations with the prisoners so they could get them infected. Well, this, of course, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and the Secretary of Health and Human Services have apologized. Oh, they're so sorry that that happened. Oh, they're so sorry. But, you know, we have a similar thing here in America. That was the Tuskegee study, went from about 1931 to 1971. And for 40 years, we intentionally allowed people with syphilis, black men with syphilis, we blocked them from getting treatment. And when that was finally disclosed, why? Oh, they apologized, and then they bribed the lawyer who represented the people. I think they gave those who survived about $10,000, but that's what would you expect? They were black men, and black people are inferior, aren't they? Or is that the attitude, the real attitude of the people who run America? We have a great four-tape set, incidentally, on the Tuskegee study, interviews with a man who blew the whistle and who actually got this thing publicized. over the objections, over the opposition of the entire public health administration and the government, which was solidly behind this experiment, this terrible experiment. But there's so many other experiments. The plutonium, there's a book called The Plutonium Files, talks about how they actually gave plutonium in the cereal to orphans and mentally defective children in institutions and killed many of them with plutonium. They wanted to see how much they could give. Nobody was ever punished for it. I mean, well, I can remember when I first went into medicine, orthopedic surgery. We went up to the hospital for mentally defective children in Sonoma. And the orthopedic surgeon there, that when he went there as a, you know, to take charge of the orthopedic surgical procedure program there, they had a standard procedure. If a mentally defective child got pneumonia, they simply moved his bed over by an open window so that he'd get worse and so he'd die. And that was the procedure, just let the kids die because they were mentally defective. And he put a stop to this. This was in the 1950s. But, ladies and gentlemen, they're carrying out the story of the Yemeni children. You can go up and look up the Yemeni children. There were 4,000 Yemeni children kidnapped by the Israeli government and sent to the United States and used for experiments with nuclear power, with exposure to nuclear radiation, and many of them died. Most of them died. And then, of course, there were the Sephardic children, and you can read this on Barry Shamish's website. That's Barry Shamish's website, the Sephardic children. 100,000 of them we paid to have their heads shaved and their brains radiated with X-rays to see how much damage you could do, supposedly in the name of treating ringworm. They were known as the ringworm children. 100,000 Sephardic Israeli children were subjected to this, but today they're doing the same thing. Water fluoridation is a tremendous experiment. They don't allow this in other countries. We are the only country outside of Ireland where they allow this, and the English are doing this to the Irish because they know it makes them more placid, more willing to go along. If you don't believe that water fluoridation is poisonous, go to the website of the scientists who work for the EPA, not the EPA website, because it's government-controlled, and they're never going to want you to know, but the website for the scientists who work for the EPA, www.nteu280.org, nteu280.org, and they're experimenting on this with the genetically modified food. They won't allow them in Europe. Because, of course, they affect the body, they affect fertility. And, of course, the people who are behind this have set up the Doomsday Seed Bank up off the north coast of coast of Norway, above the Arctic Circle, with good seeds so they can use them when they start all over again after they've destroyed humanity. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen, but, of course, we're not to know. Well, another thing they're doing to experiment is massive spraying in the name of, West Nile virus. We've got to protect the people from West Nile virus. Here in California, there was only one death from I hope Dr. Cowell will correct me if I'm wrong, but only one death. As of June, there were only two cases, and neither one of them were fatal. Since then, there may have been more cases, but they had a massive program for spraying at night for West Nile virus to kill the mosquitoes, which really didn't kill the mosquitoes. It killed all the other things. The mosquitoes came back in 10 days. They did this at night with poisonous insecticides. Dr. Keith Howe, I want you to tell our listeners about the program there in the Santa Clara area that you were able to stop. They're doing it all over the country with these insecticides that have powerful chemical effect on human beings. What's the story?
Well, Dr. Stan, it appears I haven't really stopped it. I stopped it in my immediate area, but I found out that they have a website and you can sign up on it to get a notice of any spraying that's to go on, but they're not doing that now. Nobody I know received notice except people in the specific area. They did in South San Jose. They sprayed another area, and they sent out a notice. And what apparently they're doing is trying to meet and inform for human experimentation. Let's start with that. Congress authorized the use of humans for experimentation in a bill that was passed in 1998. It was called H.R. 1119, Section 1078. And it was the National Defense and Authorization Act, restrictions on the use of human subjects for testing of chemical or biological agents. And then, just to make it short, and it goes on to say that what the restrictions are and then what the exceptions are, and basically they can experiment on us for any reason whatsoever. It's just absolutely astonishing. Now,
hold that thought. They're experimenting on American citizens without their consent. Hold on, we'll be back in a moment.
As parents, we try to make sure our children grow up in an environment that is safe. Each year, many American children ruin their lives through the abuse of drugs. We can't shield our children from all that's wrong, but we can take time to encourage our children to say yes to life, education, and a great future, and no to drugs. That's from RDS Environmental, serving the entire state of Colorado. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is pointing to Keith Howe. And we're talking about human experimentation. Well, you may not say we're just trying to kill the mosquitoes that are bringing the devastation of West Nile virus. The trouble is that West Nile virus is not a problem. How many cases have there been in California? How many people have died of West Nile virus they're spraying for?
The West Nile virus, no people had died at the time they started spraying this year. As a matter of fact, there were no cases in Santa Clara County where I live. And they said they were, I guess, doing it prophylactically, that the threat of the West Nile virus outweighs or demands that we take immediate response to protect the public.
There were no cases.
Yeah, correct. And that's ridiculous, because if you go to the Center for Disease Control's website, as well as California's government, official government West Nile virus website, both of them say that West Nile virus is an insignificant threat to human beings. 80% that get infected, the small number of people that actually get infected, 80% of those people never even know they had it. 20% get mild flu-like symptoms, and less than 1% get any significant illness or encephalopathy, and usually that's an aged person or an immunocompromised person. So the whole thing is fraud, period, okay?
Well, it's a non-problem, so they're spraying anyway, and we have to ask, what are they spraying, and why are they spraying when there's not a problem? So you were telling us, though, that they were this law passed by Congress said that there had to be informed consent. So
correct.
They have to inform the people and get their consent. Is that it?
That's correct. And what they're doing is what tipped me off on this is that before they will go and spray, they give a short notice. And the reason for the short notice is so that people don't have time to organize and do something about it. And that notice, what they do is they mail out a little postcard, and then they announce that they're going to spray and they're going to have a meeting for public inquiry. You can go there, but they tell you flat out, we're not here to vote on this. You're going to be sprayed no matter what. We're here to answer your questions. So this made me realize that, hey, they're trying to meet the informed consent clause here in this bill, H.R. 119. And as a doctor, you know darn well that they're not meeting that. This is an informed, but it's not consent. And I personally sent them a two-page demand not to be sprayed, and they ignored it. And I quoted the law, and they ignored it, and they sprayed my area anyway. And I'm having an impossible time getting anything done about it. The congressman who had to have foreknowledge of this because prior notice had to be given to Congress, according to this bill, Congressman Mike Hondra refused to even talk to me about it. His people wouldn't let me get through to him after I personally handed him about 8 or 10 pages explaining what was going on here. Nobody wants to touch this. It's radioactive. They don't want to get involved with it. I contacted the Santa Clara County Supervisor's office. I contacted the district attorney's office. Everybody refers me to someone else. Nobody wants to touch it because they don't want to admit that this is human experimentation because they violated this clause, and that means they're subject to criminal prosecution according to this law. So it's frustrating to this point, but I haven't given up.
All right, now what are they spraying, and what is the effect of this chemical?
Well, one of the things, right now they're spraying pyrenone 25-5, and what this is, it's a combination of pyrethrins, which is a poison that comes from the chrysanthemum flower, and what it does is it paralyzes the insect or knocks it down. Now, that's 5% of the solution. 25% is piperonyl butoxide. Now, what this does is it blocks enzymes in the insect so that they can't break down the poisons and neutralize the effects, and it enhances the toxicity of the poison and makes it better at killing the insect. However, this blocks the same cytochrome oxidase enzymes in human beings that are essential for red blood cell production, I believe, and that can cause anemia as a result of this in people. The pyrethrins, which is the basic poison in there, is a hormone blocker, so it can cause interfere with ability to get pregnant. It can cause cancers, and the piperonyl butoxide is a class C carcinogen.
So how are they spraying now? My understanding is they go out at night with fogging trucks. They do this when people aren't around because they don't want them to know what's going on.
Yes. What they do is they'll go from, I think it's 11 o'clock in the evening until 3 or 4 a.m., and they drive around all the streets, and they have these fogging machines in the back of trucks, and it emits huge clouds of these pesticides as they go through the neighborhoods, and then it settles on everything, and every time you touch it, you're going to get exposed to it, and it's going to be absorbed through the skin transdermally, and they tell people not to close their windows, don't worry about it, no precautions are necessary. Well, the stuff drifts in through your window if you leave it open, and they're spraying in the summer when it's hot and a lot of people don't have air conditioning, and the people are getting exposed to it and being lied to, saying that this stuff is not a threat. However, if you go to the manufacturer safety data sheets, it tells you to avoid contact and breathing it. And then the children go to school, and they go out in the yard, and everything they touch and play and roll in the grass, they're getting covered and exposed to these chemicals. 70% of the ingredients in these pesticides are called inert ingredients, and we don't even know what they are. And some of the inert ingredients are more toxic than the actual pesticides that are put in them. And the EPA actually has suggested that they start calling them other ingredients instead of inert ingredients because inert makes them sound like they're benign.
Well, now, basically, have you written articles to the paper?
Yes, I did. We went to a meeting, a public meeting there, and the name of it was Fogging for West Nile Virus Stirs Outrage. And quite frankly, I was responsible for that because I walked in and I waited a few minutes to see what was going on. There was a bunch of people there who were upset and didn't want to be sprayed, but they had no facts. They didn't know what to do. I went there with about 12 to 14 pages of facts for them, and I passed them out, and then I confronted them in front of everybody and told them, you're a liar, this is fraud, and public endangerment, and here's the facts. You guys keep talking. Science shows that what we're doing is where's your science? They didn't have any to present to us, but I did. I walked in there armed and ready with information and confronted them. And they changed the format of the meetings after that because they didn't like that. They got embarrassed and exposed. So the next meetings they had actually in a police station lobby where they had a small room with tables where you could go up and individually ask questions, not in a public forum where you could pin them down and expose the fraud in front of a group. So this is how they've been working on this.
Well, now you have some papers written by scientists who are very, very concerned about this, don't you?
Yes. One is an open letter by concerned physicians and scientists, and it says, stop the indiscriminate friendly fire pesticide spraying. And they go on to point out that the pesticides are more of a threat to humans than the insignificant threat of the West Nile virus. And this is written by 8 scientists and PhDs and medical doctors, and some of these have expertise in these different areas. And there's over 40 referenced scientific articles in this. There's another article called Overkill, and I was reading that last night, and they indicate that the people who are doing the spraying have financial ties and vested interest in with the pesticide companies. The pesticide companies are financing them and supporting them. Now, some of these trucks that are driving around, I read in New York, they're being paid $650 an hour to drive these trucks around spraying us with these toxic pesticides. Up in Winnipeg, Canada right now, they're using malathion. That had been stopped pretty much in the United States because it's so dangerous. But up there, they're going to be driving around Winnipeg spraying everybody with the malathion pesticides. So,
and basically, of course, doesn't some of these pesticides or insecticides actually affect human fertility?
Yes, absolutely. They can cause infertility, and there's a lot of women in this area that are having trouble. They're having to go to fertility clinics and that because they're having trouble with it. At one of the meetings where the people were expressing concern to the vector department that sprays these pesticides, they were coming up and asking me. I did an interview on the news, and they were coming up and asking me, what do we have to do? Do we have to move out of the area because we're afraid of being exposed to these because we want to have children? And I told them, you know, if they continue the spraying, you know, that's a serious consideration if you want to have healthy children.
And, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that they know exactly what they're doing. This is one of the effects, at least the animal studies, on the genetically modified foods that they will actually, and the genetically modified corn would actually, change the fertility not only in one generation of mice and rats, but in the subsequent generations, so that by the time you got third or fourth generation, they just weren't having any offspring at all. They know what they're doing. These studies were done in Russia. You can check them out at newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. Articles by Jeffrey Smith. You can go to that website and look up this up. And these studies were done in Russia. Tremendous pressures were put on, even over in Russia, to suppress this information. But there is no question at all. These people know exactly what they're doing. The genetically modified food attacks the body in several ways. And you need to understand, in fact, we have a wonderful book called Genetic Roulette, written by Jeffrey Smith. Genetic Roulette, we recommend it. We recommend that you realize what they're doing to you and your children. These are not nice people. But don't you worry. They'll apologize. Senator Clinton has apologized for what they did down there in Guatemala. Oh, and they apologized after the Tuskegee study. They always apologize, but nobody ever goes to prison. because, of course, they know what they're doing, and they're experimenting on us today with water fluoridation. They're experimenting on us with genetically modified food. Bisphenol is in lines, all of our cans and the plastic of the baby bottles. Fortunately, here in California, they've recently outlawed it. Have they outlawed it in your state? Bisphenol, of course, it's a terrible toxin that affects fertility. Been known for 70 years, and yet it lines literally all the tin cans. They don't need this at all. But, of course, it has an effect on fertility. Fertility rates are falling. Oh, these people are very effective. They just don't want you to know how they're poisoning you and your children with the aspartame or the NutraSweet or the AminoSweet that's in so many of the products they give to the children. I can give you a dozen different things that they're doing in the way of poisoning us through our food supply, and yet the average person has no idea the phthalates, the bisphenols, the mercury the products that we get through our vaccines. They all affect fertility, the aluminum in all of the vaccines. But you go right ahead, Keith. Certainly you're on the front lines of this battle, and they're going into other parts of the country, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They're all over the place. They're down in Texas. They're in New Jersey. This is going on in quite a few places. The city of Nashville, Gainesville, Florida, Waseca, Minnesota, like I said, Delaware. And what's happening down in Florida is now they're saying they have an outbreak of dengue fever. They've got this core exit that they've sprayed, which is a neurotoxic pesticide, according to Hugh Kaufman, who is an EPA whistleblower on what they're calling dispersants they're spraying in the Gulf of Mexico. And this is going around the coast and the currents and poisoning people along the coast and Louisiana and that and in Florida. And what's happening is these people are getting exposed to these, and now they're saying that there's an outbreak of dengue fever, so they're going to have to go in with these ground foggers and trucks and spray more pesticides on them to protect them from this dengue fever outbreak, which is ridiculous. Dengue fever, the last time it was in the United States, was decades ago. So they're just, they're making up excuses. Here, they've started spraying instead of for the West Nile virus. I got so much, stirred up over that, that they started spraying all kinds of other insects, the Oriental fruit fly, the sharpshooter, glossy-winged sharpshooter. And they're just, every bug that comes by now is a threat. And they're finding as few as two bugs, insects,
invasion. We'll be back in just a moment. Our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. I should 1-888-254-7524.
Clean Dirt Grains and Seeds would like to say that many area parents feel frightened or somewhat intimidated to talk openly with their children about drug abuse. Parents, remember that open communication with your children along with love and understanding can, in fact, be the most effective weapon in the war against drugs in our community. You are the most important person in your child's life. Teach them to say no to drugs. That important message proudly brought to you by Clean Dirt Grains and Seeds in Sterling. They are another local, concerned, and involved business working towards a better community for all. That's Clean Dirt Grains and Seeds. On the air because they care. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
American patriots across this nation now recognize that our own rights and freedoms are being jeopardized. Yet what we are now reaping began at least 40-plus years ago when all future generations were denied even the right to live. With Amendment 62, Colorado 2010 Personhood Amendment, we shall protect and defend the rights of all people. If we are not willing to extend these rights that we hold dear to all people, and not only all people today, but all people tomorrow, then we shall have no rights at all. For then we shall have already relinquished our own rights. For if all men are not created equal with certain inalienable rights, then these are no longer rights at all, but privileges bestowed upon us by the courts. And if a human being is not a person, then neither are we. personhood is, defining a person as a human being, once and for all. Vote yes on Amendment 62.
This message has been paid for by Better Country Services, preparing for a better country.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. Keith Howe, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment, are you concerned about the fact that they experiment on you? They're experimenting on your children. They know the devastating effect of water fluoridation. They know how it lowers the IQ, how it decreases fertility, how it increases the incidence of cancer, specifically osteogenic cancer in boys 7 to 8 years of age. They know what it does to the endocrine system and how fluoride competes with iodine to get into the thyroid. They know what it does as a poison for every aspect of your body. That's the reason they're using it. And they know that it does not cut down on the incidence of dental caries in children because they don't use it in Europe, and the children have just as good teeth over there as they do here. In fact, in the major cities where they have water fluoridation, they have an epidemic of cavities in the children. But they figure the American people are too stupid to realize what they're really doing. They're destroying this country. We're under attack from within. But the average American cannot believe these things are true. But you can go to the website for the EPA scientists, www.NTEU280. Go there, pull it down, copy it, get it to people, and help them understand what's going on. If they could understand that one issue, they'd understand so much. And what Dr. Keith Howe is talking about is so vitally important. And he's on the front lines of this battle, has done a tremendous amount here in California, at least in the one area, to create a sense of awareness. And you must create a sense of awareness. But don't you worry, they'll apologize 30 or 40 years from now to those people who do survive. Well, Sudie Keith, do you have a website, anything we can put out for our listeners where they can get more information?
I have an email. Anybody that wants any information or anything we've discussed or anything else, I'd be happy to help them find it. It's pesticidefraud@yahoo.com. You can just leave a note there as to what information you're looking for, and I'll get back to you and
you
provide you that.
You always repeat addresses or telephone numbers twice. Repeat it again. Go ahead.
pesticidefraud@yahoo.com.
pesticidefraud@yahoo.com. And you would get this information on the scientists, these eight scientists. It's really very, very well put together. And there are safe insecticides. We're just not allowed to use them in America. Go right ahead, Keith.
One of the things that you mentioned there was genetically modified organisms, and one of the things that they're using in that is they're splicing genes from BTI, or BT, Bacillus thuringiensis, and what this does is a bacteria that produces a pesticide. It lives in the gut, insects, and because of the alkalinity there, and what it does is it gets inside the body and starts producing pesticides from within. This is in the genetically modified corn, and it's poisoning us from within. They're also spraying by helicopter areas with more of this BTI, and they throw briquettes into water sources so that it will poison these insects. This is also increasing the amount in the water that's killing off insects, fish, reptilians, and polluting the waters for us. And they're blaming this on the corn, that the genetically modified corn. However, they're dumping it indirectly. They're throwing bricks of this stuff in to treat the water and kill these insects, and we're being exposed to it. Methoprene is another topic. It's like bisphenol A, like you said, is a hormone blocker, and it causes it's an estrogen-like enhancer, and it causes the feminization of men. Well, they're using another hormone blocker here called methoprene. And these things are going to affect not only insects, but they're going to affect our endocrine systems, and they're going to cause a lot of health problems here. And what they're doing is they're experimenting with us. And there's been $10 million has been given to the National Health Institute to monitor the results of the people being exposed to this Coragxit pesticide they're spraying in the Gulf there. So this is an experiment. They're experimenting on this, Dr. Stan, and the EPA and the Department of Defense are in on it. The Department of Health and Human Services was given a $10 million to study cleanup workers and Gulf residents over time. This is what they did in Germany, Nazi Germany. This is what the Nuremberg Code was about, to stop this type of stuff. It's non-consensual human experimentation. So compounding this, or the Environmental Protection Agency no longer serves the public. It's working for the chemical companies and doing research in collusion with them. And this is authorized for the Department of Defense to do this in that bill, H.R. 1119, that we are now human guinea pigs for experimentation. However, they are supposed to get our informed consent, and they're not doing that. They're trying to skirt around it with these cards and these little meetings.
And people say, well, this just doesn't make sense. Well, it would make sense if you understand there are people who hate this country with an intense hatred. Why? Because once we were a great Christian nation, they want to destroy this. They want, of course, to destroy this country. That's why they're transferring our manufacturing and our jobs intentionally overseas, why they're outsourcing our jobs, why they're allowing illegal immigration. It's all about lowering our living standards. And, of course, they're attacking our health from so many points of view. So many of the pharmaceutical things that are given to so many people, like the statin drugs. Certainly, if you've never had a heart attack, you have never had a stroke, and you have a high cholesterol, there is absolutely no justification for giving you the statin drugs. They have a devastating effect on your mind and so many aspects of your body. They're carcinogenic. And if you look at the risk-benefit, I mean, you're talking about a less than 1% advantage if you take those. It's probably because they have an anti-inflammatory effect. That is the only effect, that is not lowering the cholesterol, and they're destroying the lives of millions of Americans. We've got 4 tape sets. We've got books, one written by a United States astronaut on the effect of these statin drugs. But you're not going to hear that from ABC, CBS, or NBC. Because, of course, if the people were to tell you the truth, if Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity were to tell you the truth, Glenn Beck were to tell you the truth, they wouldn't have jobs. Well, Keith, certainly, what sort of response are you getting from the people there in San Jose as you try to get this information out, and you seem to be the leading spokesman?
Dr. Stan, Obama's chief science advisor, John Holdren, he wrote a book in 1977 with a man named Paul Ehrlich, and it was talking about population control and the need to add sterilants to drinking water or to foods or actually in the air, spray them in the air. And these things are going on now. In 2009, I believe it was, we had the Copenhagen meeting. And I'm going to read right from an article here from the LaRouche website. The official British policy for the Copenhagen conference is now out in explicit language, massive population genocide on a scale that would make Adolf Hitler blush. The London School of Economics, the anchor of the Fabian Gordon Brown government, has produced a study for Copenhagen released by the British organization Optimum Population Trust, OPT, calling for the reduction of population by between 3 to 5 billion people between now and the year 2050. This flagrant call for mass extermination is based on the argument that the single greatest cause of global warming is overpopulation and that the most...
Hold that thought. By number 877-254-7524. Could it really be true? 877-254-7524.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
The Colorado Right to Life annual banquet will take place on Saturday, October 2nd at the Renaissance Hotel, located at 38th and Quebec in Denver, Colorado. Reception begins at 6 o'clock and dinner is at 7 o'clock p.m. Tickets are $75. Support the Colorado 2010 Personhood Amendment. For more information, call Colorado Right to Life at 303-753-9394.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Dr. Keith Howe. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number 877-254-7524. Could it be possible that this is all about population control? Is it possible that really people who want to lower the population of the world? And you were quoting from this Copenhagen conference, Keith?
Yes. Well, I was finished. It basically is calling for, they want to get rid of a majority of the population by the year 2050 or sooner because we're responsible for that carbon footprint.
Could you email that article to me? I'd love to see it.
Okay, I'll do that.
And,
another thing I'd like to mention is that the colony bee collapse, colony collapse disorder, CCD, these pesticides are killing the bees. The one that they're spraying us with here, the pyrethrins, are very toxic to bees. And in Germany, they found out specifically that there's a pesticide called clothianidin that is made by Bayer Corporation. And this is causing, they found out that 29 out of 30 dead bees were being killed by this. And this is causing colony collapse disorder.
And of course, what they really want to do is just simply collapse the other bees, destroy their ability to pollinate. They want to destroy the food supply and create mass worldwide famine. And you say, that's crazy talk. Nobody would want to do that. Well, let me tell you that I used to think it was crazy talk until I went to Elberton, Georgia. I saw the great monument there at Elberton, Georgia, there, put up by the Rosicrucians, a call for, you know, maintaining the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. You can see pictures of it at my website, radioliberty.com. You go to the web, internet, your search engine, look up the population reduction agenda. Population control agenda. The population control agenda. It's my article. It's on the internet. Or you will have to send you a copy if you get anything from my ministry. Understand, there really are people who want to kill off over 90% of the world's population. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. But go right ahead.
I'd like to point out that Bayer Corporation also is manufacturing the pesticides that they're using here and many other places. And they were affiliated with IG Farben, and they during Hitler's reign, 1920 to 1940, they produced Zyklon B and other, I think, malathion and other weapons of mass destruction. They used them to exterminate people. So now they're producing these chemicals. The same company that did it back then in Hitler's showers, now they got portable showers. They're driving around the streets and spraying us with these same toxic chemicals made by the same company that did it, and history's repeating itself. It just amazes me that they're getting away with this.
Well, they're getting away with it because the media is controlled, because the, oh, my goodness, you know, we have a terrible terrorist threat. Why, they announced it. They don't know where it is. They don't know who's behind it. Well, it's Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden. He's been dead, ladies and gentlemen, for years. Go up on our website and look up the interview with Mrs. Bhutto and Gordon Frost as she was running for the presidency of Pakistan, and just a few weeks after she told Gordon Frost that Osama bin Laden was dead. Everybody knew he was dead, everybody else in the world, except for the American people. Heavens, I just saw a picture of him on television the other day. Well, maybe it wasn't the live Osama bin Laden, but it was a picture of what Osama bin Laden used to look at, and they tell us that there's a definite possibility that this new terrorist threat comes from Osama bin Laden. So we focus on a man who's been dead for some years, because we have to have an enemy, of course, while, of course, they're poisoning our children today. And they know what they're doing. But you're not going to hear about this on television. Population control agenda monograph, population control agenda monograph. It's up on the net. You can read it, and it's out of date. I've got to redo this, bring it up to date. People must understand there really are evil and wicked people today. Keith, we've got just about 2 minutes, 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program. What do you want to leave with our listeners?
Well, what I want to leave with them is that you're being attacked here. You need to stand up, and you need to oppose this. You need to get organized. You need to take a little time and get a group together. We formed a safe alternative pesticide group here in Santa Clara County, and you need to educate some of the people who are your representatives. I'm not sure that all of them know what's going on here, but I do believe most of them have been informed that this is human experimentation, and they're going along with it. An article here on what they're doing in Winnipeg is applied sustainability. You know what that means, Dr. Stan, population reduction. They're doing research on us. We're guinea pigs. So if you don't like that concept, if you want to protect yourself and your children from cancer, from Parkinson's disease, pyrimethrin, which is one of these pyrimethrin poisons, was associated with a 300% increased risk in Parkinson's disease. Okay, you can get permanent neurologic damage from single exposures to some of these pesticides. So if you don't want that to happen to yourself and your families, you better speak out. You better get organized. There's tons of research out there. I'll be happy to help you at pesticidefraud@yahoo.com, and you better get active. Because if you all that it takes for evil to succeed is for good men and women to do nothing. So don't fall into that trap. Don't repeat history. That's my message.
All right. I think it's an important message, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, the enemy is not the terrorist. If the enemy was the terrorist, they would have sealed our southern border on the 12th of September 2001. They know it's a fraud. That's why we've not had any major terrorist attacks in the United States since September 11th, and believe me, ladies and gentlemen, Building 7 did not come down at 5:20 on September 11th because it was hit by an airplane. Why the center of the building simply imploded, the center of the building collapsed, and you can see, go to my website, radioliberty.com, under the section Other Videos on the Web, watch Building 7 come down. Watch it come down. As the center of the roof collapses inward, that's what you do with a controlled demolition. So the walls don't fall out, they fall in, and then you take out the base of the building, and that building fell at the rate of gravity. That was a controlled demolition. And Building 7 was a controlled demolition. They were all controlled demolitions. If you want to hear a fascinating interview, go to your website, look up Jesse Ventura on Howard Stern. Just put it in, interview Jesse Ventura, Howard Stern. You'll really want to see that. Keith, thanks so much for being with us. Keep up the good work. Keep in touch.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at American Freedom Network, I hope you enjoyed our guest this morning, and I hope you'll go to our website, and you can pull down the Population Control Agenda monograph. It's well worthwhile reading the Population Control Agenda monograph. And then we do hope that many of you will certainly want to get my DVD on planned population reduction, how they're doing it. We are under attack from every point of view, and the average person has no idea. My talk on None Dare Call It Genocide and my talk on population control, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And so our talk on the planned population reduction is a classic. You need to understand that there really are people who want to kill off the majority of the people in the world. You can get our 48% on population control. I mean, the reason they outlawed DDT was because it was safe and effective. My friend J. Gordon Edwards, a professor of entomology at the San Jose State University, used to give talks on DDT, and he'd take a teaspoon of DDT and eat it before each one of his lectures when he talked about DDT to show people that this is really very, very benign. Now, I would not suggest you do this as routine, but minimal exposure to DDT is not harmful to the individual. They know that. That's the reason they outlawed it, because it was so effective, because it would save the lives of millions of people every year. And, of course, where is it primarily killing people? Why, in Africa? And after all, aren't black people inferior? Isn't that why they've targeted them? Isn't that why they targeted the blacks in the Tuskegee study? But they can't let you know that. Martin Luther King was a very effective leader. They killed him. We have a four-tape set of people who attended the trial of Martin when the King family arranged for a trial of a man named Lloyd Jowers, who was part of the CIA assassination of Martin Luther King. And The jury, after 4 weeks, came to the conclusion the government was involved, totally blacked out by the American media. We have a four-tape set. We have a book written by William Pepper, who was the attorney hired by the King family. And they're both available from Radio Liberty. You need to know if they would kill Martin Luther King. Do you think they'd be concerned about your children? And then the audacity after killing him, then they have a national holiday to honor Martin Luther King. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That, incidentally, is available for the CD set. The book is available by William Pepper. Call 1-800-544-8927. Let me remind you, it's just less than 2 weeks till our all-day conference on the 17th of October, and you're going to have an opportunity to get lots of information. And program is heard of the program will be held at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. It's all day. We're serving lunch. You have to have reservations. We usually have a contingent from Colorado, and I know we have some people coming from Colorado. If you can make it, why, you won't regret it. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Then you, if you haven't